Welcome to Studio A2, where we have a very special guest making their homecoming gig tomorrow with Tally Hall. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Brooklyn, New York in a few minutes and just your experiences kind of in a different setting. But you are going to play some new music tomorrow, right?
We're going to be playing a good amount of new music tomorrow, yeah.
And is it finally good? Is this going to be the first time you're playing in front of an audience?
I thought you were going to say, is it finally good music?
Yeah. No, is it finally good to start breaking out some new music after a while? I mean,
it's a relief.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of new stuff around New York. Where we've been writing in New York City, and we've been playing it there and trying it out. And it's the first time coming to Ann Arbor with it, so that's exciting.
So, and we're going to hear a couple of those songs for the first time today right here. You want to start us off with one of those?
Yeah.
Which one is this? So what's the name of this?
It's called Sacred Beast.
Thing. Our mission is to slay the sacred beast who has come to claim our innocence at least. And though those that went before us won't return for the feast, we'll be riding high and swinging. First of all, we know that we are dying for our lives, wanting for naught and no surprise. So there will need to be a war for love, a fight in spite of death above, biting the hand that feeds its own demise. We thought we had a separate peace, thought all our pain had finally been released.
But as long as it's alive, we'll never rest in one piece. Meanwhile, may it join in whistling.
All it knows, its only truth is made of lies, wanting for aught and ever wise. So there will need to be a compromise, easier to close our eyes, seeing the other sides of our disguise. We thought love was only nice or mean. Perhaps it's something vaguely in between. So while neighbors fight to paint their yards the best shades of green, we'll be in the garden growing.
Ann Arbor's 107.1 in Studio A2, made possible with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Tally Hall, a new song called Sacred Beast. And how many songs do you think you guys have got ready for the next recording session? How many?
375,000.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you're all writers, so I mean,
we have a ton of songs. We're really itching to get into the studio.
And when do you think that's going to be?
It's a good question.
We're hoping sometime this year.
Sometime this year.
Yeah, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
And playing a lot of these new songs in front of the audience, is that going to influence what, you know, especially the audience here in Ann Arbor, that might influence what you might decide to lean toward, you know, putting on the next album because they know you more here than anywhere else?
Yeah, I think so. But also there are certain songs we know aren't going to play well live until people hear them on the record first.
Because there's a lot to them than just a lot of studio stuff involved.
Yeah, I think so.
Part of this tour is a chance to play new stuff live and get more comfortable with that material. So we're going to be playing a lot of new songs on the road.
So you guys, do you write in tandem a lot, or you tend to write most of your songs individually and then bring it to the rest of the band and kind of finish it out that way?
It's becoming more collaborative than it used to be.
And do you ever just like, have you ever brought a song in and you thought it was great and the rest of the band is like, what are you thinking of anything with that? I mean, are you guys
that? Happens every day.
I would
all
imagine.
All the time.
That. You know, there's not a lot of bands that would have like 3, 4, or 5 songwriters in the band, and a lot of them, you know, don't tend to, you know, work well together. I know XTC used to clash a lot in the studio because they had 2 great songwriters. Gomez makes it work with 3 mm-hmm. great songwriters, 4 great songwriters. And I would imagine that collaborative, I mean, just filling each other's, like, you know, maybe you're one person strong at one thing and the other person's kind of, I don't know how to describe this. Like, if a certain person is good at one thing, the other person comes in and adds a little bit to that song, you're like, wow, that's a whole new angle to the song I didn't even think of.
That seems to be happening more and more, where I don't know how audible.
We can't hear you, Ross.
We could translate for him.
You can just assume Ross is making a really valid
point
right now.
You know, somebody will kind valid of have point. A part of the song that's not totally fleshed out, but then somebody else where maybe that part of the song, like a bridge, for example, or a chorus is more of a strength and comes in, and then it all kind of comes together.
Okay. Who
One
has...
particular example comes to mind. When we had a song that was, it's called Never Meant to Know, it was almost completely worked out. It was just missing a bridge, and Andrew, who didn't write the song, just started playing a couple chords on the keyboard, said, oh, how about this? And kind of fired it out a bridge, and it's perfect.
It sounded
perfectly.
Mm-hmm. It's out of nowhere.
Yes, that is the technical term. For what
technical musical term. I studied at Oxford. They fired it out a bridge.
And being in the, Williamsburg part of... Brooklyn, yeah. New York now, a lot of other bands are rehearsing and playing in that area. Some of the other bands that are in there that people might know are up-and-coming bands.
Ooh, there's a lot. I think the Buzz Band right now, I mean, Chairlift is making a scene.
Jukebox the Ghost.
The Pains of Being Pure at Heart blew up really bigly.
Okay.
We played a show with Ambulance LTD. They're a Brooklyn band.
Yeah, they've been around a while. They've been playing stuff for a while.
So. April Smith.
So many bands.
John Flansburg lives on my block from They Might Be Giants.
Okay, that's cool. They've been in Studio A too. So, all right, so the gig is tomorrow night at the Blind Pig. Who's opening up for you guys?
Lightning Love and a band called Melbeck from California.
Okay, and it's Tally Hall in Studio A too, Blind Pig tomorrow night. You want to play another new song for us?
We're going to do an old song, and then
do an old
if we have
song.
Time, we'll do another.
Okay. Yeah, and I want to ask you a little bit about this song you're going to play, because there's a couple things with it, but it's The Whole World and You?
Yep.
All right, it's Tally Hall in Studio A2 with 107.1.
Lots of pretty people here sharing sultries and passing letters, and there's lots of questions answered and metaphysical, astronomical songs, words printed all on papers that seem so mystical, it's so magical. People that dance and compute that no one's better than you.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
There's kings in distant cities who rule their persons and make them happy, and we won't forget about all the servitory, congratulatory. Even the animals know that something's brewing and they're all cooing, cause in the end I'd like to say no one's better than you. I hope you're happy now I've revealed the truth. I've even written this whole song about you. And not about me. And not about me. Please don't just laugh and clap right now. This is serious, not delirious. I've waited very patiently just to let you know who should run the show. Cause we all know these are the facts. Nothing to retract, nothing to abstract. Concluding in the song I'll say no one's better than you. No one's better than you. No one's better than you.
Girl.
Tally Hall in Studio A2 from Bank of Ann Arbor, and that is The Whole World and You. And I'm a fan of the Tally Hall internet show, and I hope there's more episodes. 10 of them total, was there?
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the things that's cool is videos that other people produce for your songs. Now, The Whole World and You is a very cool video. If you get a chance to, I'm sure you can find the video itself on YouTube alone. But who's the guy that did that video?
It was a Brooklyn-based puppeteer named Frankie Cordero.
And it's very cool. The concept is cool. The whole thing is cool. And did you ask him to do this, or did he volunteer to do it? Was it part of a project that he was doing for school or anything like that?
We went on YouTube, actually, and just looked at like thousands of videos until we found someone we thought would work well with the song. And
how many did you... Well, if we total them up, because I probably looked at like maybe 15.
I looked at 300.
I probably looked at about 50. Okay, so not thousands, but a few. And yeah, he did a really good job.
And another video that was done, an animated video for Hidden in the Sand, which is the hidden track on the last album. And who did the animation for that? Because that's a very cool video, too.
A guy named Steve Loader.
And again, is it just somebody, the people that are inspired by your music to bring it out, or do you need to go contact them first? And...
Well, he actually came to us.
Well, he's a friend of ours from Disney.
Yeah, not specifically for that project, but mentioned that he, you know, if we ever had a music video that we wanted animated, kind of went from there.
He worked on Ren and Stimpy a little, and he also did...
And Goof Troop.
Goof Troop. He did all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, he's just a cool guy.
He knew that animation style.
Yeah.
If you'd like to see that music video, it's available at What's the website?
YouTube. It's cool.
YouTube.com. And just search for whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
you look at thousands of videos.
You search for Tally Hall, you're going to have people... There's people that have done covers of your songs and stuff. I know the girl that plays the ukulele and sings Hidden in the Sand and all that. And I enjoy the Tally Hall internet show a lot, and you can definitely tell all the different locations around this area that it was filmed. Have you ever tried filming in and around Brooklyn? Is it a lot harder to maybe try to do something like that? Is it too busy? Is there too much
going on? We need more legal clearance, probably, but we'll try to make it work.
I mean, our internet show was filmed very much so in Ann Arbor. It was last summer. We spent the entire summer, actually almost a year, working on the internet show, and it was in this area. It was right before we had moved out. So it's all here. We haven't really taken, you know, that we're not looking forward. I should change that.
I don't think we've taken the cameras out of the cases since we moved to New York.
Yeah,
no.
Just a lot of music. We just haven't had the opportunity.
Just a lot of skateboarding and
stuff like that. Yeah. Now, yeah.
Getting the real stuff done.
And by the way, we're talking to Tally Hall in Studio A2 on
107.1.
Yes, and big Red Wings fans. He got the hockey top on today. But I just, if you want to entertain yourself, if you have a few seconds at your desk and you get bored and the boss isn't looking over your shoulder, look at the Tally Hall internet show. There's 10 different episodes, and it's basically just a series of different vignettes and stuff and skits and like that, and a lot of it is funny. I particularly enjoy the Honk Wars, which is playing drums on the horn. Can your horn really do that, or was that sound effects done?
Shh.
No? Oh, it's a secret.
It's about half and half.
Oh, okay. All right. You didn't think somebody's horn would really do that if you drummed on it, but that's kind
of
cool. That one's called Honk Wars, and there's some older stuff in there, too, that was filmed a long time ago, and like the Directions bit and all that, but a lot of entertaining stuff through your website, tallyhall.com. You want to play another new song for us?
Sure.
What's the name of this one?
It's called Misery Fell.
Misery fell on the town when they lost all their looks. Spent all those years with their jobs and their scholarly books. With no one to share all their thoughts and their worldly to-be's. Oh no, they got down and prayed a little more for a life that was free. Wanting the change, they assessed how reform comes around. A wise man suggested they work in their smiles, not their frowns. And all of a sudden, it sounds like the town was to be. Oh yes, a happier place where they live out their personal dreams. La 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 la. Why, oh why, this town without love, too much faith in above. Can you feel the force that it brings? Not to worry about things, just the stars in the sky, all enjoying their time with a hope. Is
to substitute pleasure for pain. Helping themselves figure out there's so much they can gain. The backers surrender their chemistry books at the fair. Oh well, the frolic and take in the love that persists everywhere. La 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 la. Why, oh why, this town without love, too much faith in above. Can you feel, can you feel the force that it brings? Not to worry about things, just the stars in the sky, all enjoying their time with a just the stars in the sky, all enjoying their time. All the people that kiss, all the children that wish, all the fresh living flowers that spend all their hours outside in the rain. Just so happy you came from so far for so long, with a welcoming song to say.
That is Tally Hall, a new song, Misery Fell, on Ann Arbor's 107.1 and Studio A2, made possible with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Fantastic song, and I like the first one you played, too, the Sacred Beast, the name of it.
Yep.
And you said a bunch of new stuff you're going to play tomorrow. So, I mean, if you haven't seen Tally Hall in a while, they're back home and playing some new stuff for you. So, again, this will be first time taking a lot of these out in front of an audience, kind of away from the rehearsal space and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're very excited. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you back, and this is going to be a great show tomorrow night at the Blind Pig. Thank you guys for stopping into Studio A2. It's Rob, Zubin, Joe, Andrew, and Ross. Tally Hall on Ann Arbor's 107.1. And back to the music, Elvis.